Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Trent Lashaw, president and founder of Lashaw Drilling.
Trent Lashaw, Lashaw Drilling Company.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And the first thing I just wanted to find out, maybe a little bit about your background and then the company itself. So just kind of if you want to lump those two questions together, your background and the company itself.
Oh, as far as my background, I mean, I've been in the industry about 44 years now and started the company in 1981 when I was 27. And we had a kind of a long period there from about 85 to 03 where we didn't actually operate any rigs. And 03, we put one rig back to work. And 9 years later, we had 41 rigs and over 1,000 employees. So we had a pretty good growth phase there from 03 to 2012. And currently, the company has 41 land rigs, predominantly in the Permian Basin in Oklahoma. And depending on how you count, we're either the second or third largest privately owned drilling contractor in the U.S.
You mentioned something about the boom bust is what I wrote down, you know, because you guys started, you didn't have a lot of activity. Those were what's called the bust years, so to speak. You know, up in the Bakken, for example, you know, they've been drilling a million barrels a day. Texas is, I think, doing, geez, half the countries, if not more. And yet the last several years have been downturned in prices and low oil prices, yet we still seem to be producing quite a bit of oil. Do we have to look at the boom bust cycles differently, I guess, is kind of a long-winded question for you there.
Well, if I understood your question correctly, in the time period that I've been in the industry, this is my sixth cycle. And first one was the big one back in the 80s. And, you know, the horizontal drilling and fracking technology that we've developed in this country, you know, we have basically doubled our oil production from about, in 08. We still were probably about 5 million barrels a day. And then at the end of 2014, the peak of this last cycle, we were up to, I think, 9.5 million barrels a day. And during the downturn, these last couple of years, I think we dropped probably 800,000 to a million barrels a day, but we almost regained all that back just here in the last year, I would say, or less, since oil prices picked back up and we more than doubled the rig count. We bottomed out last May or June at about 404 rigs, which is an all-time record low, beat the previous record set in 99 of 488 rigs, and we are now up to close to 1,000 rigs, I think. So we pretty much recouped the lost production we've seen the last couple of years.
Did you have to change any part of your business to accommodate the modern technology as far as the you know what I mean, with these new shale plays are completely different than the old ways. So did your business have to change with the new technology?
Well, yeah, to a large extent. Well, I just shouldn't say large extent. To an extent it did, and it was more that we had to add some different equipment to our rigs. You know, the first thing we had to add was top drives. Now this goes back, you know, probably the last, not quite 10 years, probably the last 8 years, you know, top drives are the first big thing that everybody had to add to, in order to more proficiently drill horizontal wells. And then after that, all of a sudden now they start to multiple wells per pad, so we had to modify our rigs for walking or skidding system so we could move the rig on location.
To listen to the full-length interview with founder and president of Lashaw Drilling, Trent Lashaw, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And freedom at my selfish solitude provides, and I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to
the music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of a wintertime city clouds.
You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch sale, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.
You can make a million too.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.